There was an interesting story, again, speaking of Metro out of Germany, where Metro was talking about their efforts, and they're only doing this in an experimental sense right now, but their intent is to make it much more widespread, physically separating their payment systems in their grocery locations from the scanning. So whether it's self-checkout or cashier scanning, have that in one area and then go through various gates to get to a payment area to eliminate the delays from the way people are paying. And in most of their locations, they are not doing contactless payment. They are not doing any of that, so it still is cash and checks and traditional credit cards. Before we go to the whole panel, I did want to throw it to David, because I know that you've had some experience with these kinds of things before. How significant do you see Metro's experimentation?
I think it's pretty significant. We have a major challenge with payment, with handling payments today. And even at a concession stand where people are buying popcorn and Cokes and hot dogs, and the average ticket size is maybe $2.50 or something, or $4, so very low level of ticket quantities, but people are using plastic, using a whole variety of payment mechanisms, coupons, all kinds of things, and that's really what's creating more of the holdup at our cash registers. We're looking at those types of things, especially kiosks and a variety of mechanisms to prepay at home, to prepay out in the lobby, and to move the payment component of the transaction away from the actual delivery of the service or goods or tickets or food. We're experimenting with a number of those types of things, trying to get the customer experience to be correct and also to satisfy the security guys and those types of people. But it's a major concern.
I mean, I would think in your environment it would be much easier and the benefits would be much more obvious because all you're really doing is dispensing something, essentially, or handing something out. It's hard for me to understand how in a grocery environment where the scanning is takes quite a length of time because the basket is rather large, how it would speed things up that much. That's the part that I'm troubled by, if you will. I don't get it quite.
The rationale from Metro's perspective is that it would speed it up in the sense that for each customer, if a customer needs more time to write a check or to do that, they are able to do it, in theory, without delaying the next person. They have multiple pay stations. Right. So if this person takes a while, they're not slowing up the entire line by doing it. They get their item scanned, go over there to pay, and if you take a long time, you're not delaying, in theory, anyone else other than yourself. So I think that was how they were envisioning it, accelerating the lines.
Yeah, actually, we did that at new format stores in Chicago, four of them. That I think we had 20, and these were still back when we were keying in the groceries and accepting, obviously, cash and checks primarily. The credit cards were not accepted back then, but payment was at least 25% of the total transaction time. So by separating the places where you would key enter and you typically would have a bagger, you definitely did speed up the consumer. They actually felt it was much quicker. It probably wasn't an awful lot quicker, but in essence, you ended up with two different lines, one for getting your groceries, and it was food, drug, and discount all combined in one store, and the consumers did seem to like it, even though initially people said, gee, two lines, is that going to be more efficient? But if you have people that are more experienced in handling the tender, and then the other people just doing the key entry in baggers, it turned out to be more efficient overall, by separating the types of things that you were doing.
For me to imagine that people would be tolerant, that consumers would be tolerant and happy about going to another line, it just reminds me of the airport in some ways, you know, where you go and you wait on one line, then you wait on another line, and I can't imagine that's something that would be embraced.
Yeah, I agree with you, Paul. I think that was certainly the negative from the consumer side. There definitely were labor savings
sure.
because of specialization. Actually, because of the large amounts of cash, they used the, you know, the same type of system you see in a bank with the air, you know, taking away the cash basically out of those tendering booths.
David, I was going to throw out one other question relating to that. I'd imagine that at Regal, the situation might be even worse than at typical locations for the simple fact that the nature of your operation is such that there is a critical time deadline. Everyone needs to get into their movie within X minutes of when it starts. There's a rush right around that time, and no one can wait, at least in a grocery store for the most part. Waiting 5 minutes is annoying, but you're not going to miss something. So the timing nature of it, I would imagine there's going to be a very large crush at a very predictable time, and no one's going to have much time to wait.
That's very true, and that's what's driving our desire to try to maximize the quantity of people that can flow through the lines in order to, in the case of concession stand, to get their refreshments before the movie starts. We've tried many different strategies to try to encourage people to come to the movie more than around 20 minutes before the movie starts, but regardless, it really hasn't moved needles. So in general, everybody comes about 20 minutes before the movie starts, and then you know, if the auditorium that's showing the movie is you know, holds 500 or 600 people, then 500 or 600 people need to go through the concession stand lines in 20 minutes, and once the time for the feature to start approaches, they will leave the lines and go back to their seats in order to watch the beginning of the movie, as opposed to stand there and wait in line to get the refreshment. So you're right, it's a matter of trying to get a huge mass of people through as quickly as possible in a short window of time. We've tried other mitigating factors, such as concession pods located throughout other areas of the theater, to make it easier and more convenient and kind of disperse the quantity of lines that people have to stand in. And we've looked at prepayment strategies where one can order and prepay from a kiosk or a freestanding device, and then just go up and pick up your food and refreshments before you go into the movie. We're even going to be experimenting with some things that are ballpark-like, in which people will take orders in the auditoriums and have food and refreshments delivered to them. And then another variation on that, which is called hawking, similar to the guys who walk up and down aisles in a ballpark with Cokes and a tray that has a strap around their neck, and they sell Cokes out of the tray to the patrons.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking at all those different types of things, but all of it relates back to trying to speed up the transaction and get as many people through the line in a fixed quantity of time. And the types of payment mechanisms that we have a variety of coupons, a variety of promotions, gift cards, loyalty cards, cash, plastic credit cards, and then plastic credit cards are requiring us to key in more digits and, you know, and key in social security, or not social security numbers, but zip codes and all kinds of other things. And there's a lot going on. And the motivation to try to minimize that time is very high.
And David, do you handle, or are you equipped at all to handle contactless payment?
We are.
And I would think you might want to set up some sort of express pay lines,
exactly,
like you have in toll booths, where people with those cards may, you know, be able to do it much faster than others, and maybe pre-stage the product, the popcorn, you know.
And we have done the special kind of express lines in two or three different flavors of tests and pilots. In one case, it was if you had ordered ahead, we'll have your order ready and you just walk up and pick it up, and you don't have to stand in line. In other cases, it was if you were a loyalty member, you could do that. In other cases, it was if you were going to pay a certain way, you could do that. And what we ended up doing was we created such animosity from the rest of the people who were standing in the other lines.
Mm-hmm.
It ended up being a bad situation, and we weren't able to solve for those who aren't allowed to go through the express line, especially if their movie is starting and now they're becoming grumpy. How do you manage through that scenario?
Mm-hmm.
We don't have good solutions yet. We're trying some things, but we haven't solved it yet.
Yeah, in an age where customer service is starting to take center stage, if the hospitality industry starts becoming inhospitable, that's going to be a real problem.
You need HPV, high popcorn value lane. Somebody you get the extra large popcorn and the extra large soda. They have a special lane for you.